It's Helping Hand, HPR1 station statewide and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fridays is part of All Things Considered. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and also to people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back Hawaii Fido Service Dogs. They've been our guest a few times on the show. A nonprofit that's been internationally accredited under ADI, the Assistance Dogs International Organization. There are a lot of ways to support this organization too, and we're going to be welcoming back Jim Kennedy, Executive Director at Hawaii Fido Service Dogs. He's brought Roz Garcia, one of their puppy raisers and a member of the Hawaii Fido Service Dog Board of Directors, and Roz has brought along a white lab named Freedom?
Mm-hmm.
A white lab. Welcome, Jim, Roz, and Freedom. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Can't see it because it's radio, but we'll have a picture in the post of this adorable creature. How old is Freedom?
Freedom is just over 2 years old.
And Jim, first, when it comes to service dogs like Freedom, talk about the kinds of disabilities that Hawaii Fido service dogs can assist with.
Thank you. We raise and train service dogs for people with disabilities other than blindness. Every one of our graduates or candidates has a pretty severe muscular control and or balance issue. It takes 2 years, by the way, to do the training. Mm. The first year or so with a puppy raiser for behavioral, and then the last year or a little more training that dog to perform specific meaningful tasks that will really help the individual with disabilities. Obviously, retrieval. Dropped items is a big thing, but also retrieval of things like go get my medical kit, opening doors. We put a tether on doors. They can turn lights on and off. They have to learn to be able to take escalators and elevators and walk on shiny floors. A couple of the larger ones, when we have candidates who are in wheelchairs, can actually be trained to pull the wheelchair in the right direction. Another thing is that the dog can be used, if it's really a larger one, for bracing. This is if someone has trouble getting into or out of a chair or their car. Those are just a few examples of the kinds of things we can train our dogs to perform.
Freedom is a yellow lab. And then what are the other ones?
Besides the labs, we have labradoodles. The poodle, which is crossbred with the lab, it's also hypoallergenic.
About the puppy training here, Roz.
We have had Freedom since he was 2 months old. He's just a little bit over 2 years old. We do not have a hard facility or a kennel, so we do a lot of our training in the community. Once or twice a week, and we've gone to the mall, we go to the beach, any place that a disabled person might want to go. Freedom goes to the movies with us all the time. We've taken them to football games as well, so the point of our training is to get them as much socialization and to get them as much exposure out in the community.
Equally, people need to get trained.
We have four trainers all in all. Susan Lures, who is our founder, is the head trainer. And we have two other trainers here on this island and one on the Big Island. They're the ones that work with the puppy raisers and ultimately the individual who will receive the dog, where they learn those tasks that can really help the individual with disabilities.
So it's about a year of the puppy just being trained, then about a year of the skills being added to that. Your name has come up over, I guess it's been over the last year. I've read little quotes from you in the newspaper, I guess it's been, or online posts, drawing a distinction between people with a legitimate service dog and people who have what I guess is called a support animal. And there's been some legislation to try to assist with that distinction. Speak both to that legislation and in the importance of people not abusing the privilege of marking an animal as a service dog and how that can really interfere with somebody who has a disability and create doubt or other trouble with them and their legitimate dog.
The purpose of the bill is to create a little bit of a sting on somebody who tries to pass their Fifi off as a service dog when it is not. As importantly, it is to help create the foundation on which we can start a real educational program. Anyway, the issue is that we need to remind people why service dogs must be provided access to businesses for somebody with disabilities. The ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, a little over 20 years ago, said, okay, businesses, if somebody is disabled and has a dog that's been trained to perform specific tasks to help them relative to that, you must allow that dog access to any facility that any other individual would have access to. And what's happened is that people today in the last 10 years or so especially have been going online, and they've been buying vests, and they get certificates and registration, and they get the service vest, and they use that to fake their way into a business. We get it why people want their dogs with them, but it's just really so wrong when you step back and look at how that accommodation started. And individuals who aren't disabled, do not have a disability, who do not have a dog that has been trained to perform specific tasks for that disability, who then pass their dogs off this way, are really doing a real injustice. First off, businesses understandably are confused. I don't know what's a real service dog. Right. The number two problem is those with disabilities with a service dog are subject to much more scrutiny than they've ever had before. And they have enough challenge right now just dealing with, accepting, working with the disabilities they have. The third thing is that they're dogs. As well-trained as they are, they still are dogs. And if they run into an unruly, misbehaving, growling, lunging dog, it can seriously distract their performance in carrying out the tasks they've been trained, or if they have, or being ready on call to do that. It's just not right. We're not naive. It's not going to stop. But we do really think that with education and understanding, that'll make a meaningful dent.
That's really humbling. Somebody who has a really heavy-duty disability and that dog has been trained to be their aide and is suddenly distracted by some snarling animal that shouldn't even be there. For someone who thinks they could use one of these animals and they have a legitimate disability that these animals could help with, what do they have to pay to get one of those dogs?
We only have one fee, and it's a $25 application fee. And that's to make certain that we're not getting formal requests without a little hint of commitment. But the dog is 100% free. They take it home and it's theirs. Now, they have to be able to pay for food and the vet bills after they've graduated, but they do not have to pay us 1 cent. Our average cost is between $16,000 and $18,000 per dog.
That's a great lead-in to how people can support the organization.
One thing, they can go online, Hawaii Fido, Fido, F-I-D-O.org. You'll see a donate button. If you'd like to make a donation, that would be really, really helpful. We're also always looking for puppy raisers. It's a 24/7 commitment. It has to be constant monitored in that puppy stage. But if someone has the time or has a friend who loves dogs and has the time, we'd like to hear about it. And we can talk about the possibilities.
Are there any other supplies? Do you have any labor you need done?
The real labor need we have, quite honestly, Dave, is in the puppy raising. Okay. As for supplies and equipment and that, we can always use donations to cover food, chew toys. They need new leashes. They need new vests, all of those things. So
That's a great way to help out.
That's a great way. You can call us or get in touch with us, and we can give you some specific things.
Let me give you the contact info, HawaiiFido.org. 808-638-0200, info@HawaiiFido.org, or you can reach our guest directly, Jim@HawaiiFido.org. All the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, all of our other previous Helping Hand guests, all archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
I'd like to acknowledge, and we're trying to be real sensitive about this in our education outreach, that the people who have emotional support dogs under ADA and Hawaii law, an emotional support animal, which is important, very, very important, does not qualify as the equal of a service dog, and therefore does not have the access rights. If you know somebody who has an emotional support dog and is doing this, try to find a sensitive way to have them rethink about that. And if you would like to have more information on that, feel free to contact me. We would welcome having a chance to talk to groups who would like to know more about that.
Hawaii Fido Service Dogs Executive Director Jim Kennedy. One of their puppy raisers, a member of the Hawaii Fido Board of Directors, is Roz Garcia, who also joined us. And our last but certainly not least guest, who did not do a lot of verbal contributing to the interview, was Golden Lab Freedom, who is sitting on the ground and he's quiet and being a good boy over there. I really appreciate what you guys do. And on behalf of all the people who have a disability, thanks for doing it. I'm super appreciative, Jim, and really honored to have you guys on.
Thank you very much, Dave. We appreciate it.